This is iUniverse Radio. iUniverse Radio is brought to you by iUniverse, the leading book marketing, editorial services, and supported self-publishing company. iUniverse Radio is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, Just Give Your Head a Shake and Change Your Life for the Better. And the author, Cheryl Hitchcock. And Cheryl joins us now on iUniverse Radio. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Stephen.
Good to have you with us. A very important topic, and you have solutions for people who just need to turn their lives around, go down a different road, change some things. And you're going to explain to us how to do that. But first, let me just read a couple things that you have written about your book, just to give us an overview. You say this: this book will help you transform your life to one that you dream of having. It's an old-nonsense book with tried and true strategies that you can start using as soon as you read it. This book is life-changing.
That's right.
Well, and that's what you're all about, changing lives. Let's talk about your background, Cheryl. Tell us what you've been doing these many years.
Oh, well, for approximately the last 15 years, I've been working in the field of my education is around developmental disabilities, mental illness, and addictions. And so I also have a forensic certification in high-risk sexual deviance and anger management, in which gave me the opportunity to also work with the criminally insane population. So I have worked with some of the highest risk, most marginalized people in society. And, you know, I've used some of these strategies with those populations, and they work great because stress is really high in those populations, and they're a catalyst to bringing on behavioral problems. So what I've used and what I've experienced work well, and they work quickly if used in the right way. So now I just work with, you know, everyday people who are encountering negative lifestyles, and they have problems that they need to overcome that are causing them stress. And so I help them to turn that around. And I also help to raise their consciousness, which will help them to manifest their ideal lives and bring about what they dream of. So that's essentially what I do. I've also been studying many years with Buddhist monks, and that's where I bring in the spiritual component and the consciousness-raising component of the work that I do.
You have this background, as you just pointed out, with some experiences with Buddhist monks that I guess really changed your life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 180. And it wasn't, you know, sort of that it's a, I don't look at it as a sort of religion. I look at it as a spiritual sort of consciousness-raising philosophy that I use with people. So I take the strategies, if you will, out of the Buddhist philosophies, and I use them with my clients to help them to overcome stress and to manifest or step into their greatness in their lives and to live their path.
And as you say, this is not just a spiritual book. This is a book also a compilation of clinical counseling practices. So you're taking both, putting them together for the best possible good.
That's right. That's right. And as soon as I use the sort of consciousness-raising or spiritual part with the therapeutic strategies, it just amplifies the outcomes, you know, to a really, really great advantage for people, and helps them to move forward rather quickly.
You want everyone to understand that they are the only ones that can affect real positive change in their lives. Often people want somebody else to do it.
That's right. And the thing is that we, you know, we overestimate our control over others, and we underestimate our control over ourselves. And the thing is that we're the only things, or people, or minds that we can control. We cannot control other people. People have free will. They are their own people. They are not possessions of others. So if we try to control them, then we just put, you know, force into play, which is negative and counterbalance. So we usually don't get the results that we seek.
And you believe
the only thing that we control is ourselves.
And you believe there's a real connection between the subconscious and the spirit of an individual?
Well, yes, and we sometimes use those kinds of things, the subconscious mind and the spirit, interchangeably. It is about the energy that guides us. It's about that non-tangible part of ourselves that actually sort of rules and governs and brings into our life the experiences that we have. And there are kind of two parts of the mind, the conscious mind and the subconscious, if you will, or the spirit that drives us. So I always say to people, you know when you're driving and you're having a conversation or you're playing with the radio or, excuse me, you're doing something else. While you're doing something else and you're distracted and your mind is on that other thing, who do you think's doing the driving of your car? Right? That's your spirit or your subconscious mind that's doing that. It's intangible. I mean, if I ask you to think of the mind, we think in pictures. What do you picture when I ask you to think of the mind? You may picture the brain, right?
Right.
But mind is outside of the brain. It's the energy that drives us. Energy surrounds us. It surrounds every living thing. It works through us. It brings things that are of like energy to us. And so that's what I get people to understand, and then I get them to understand how they use that energy to manifest what it is that they want in their lives.
So we must change the perception we have of ourselves.
That's right. And what we think we can do. Because we think with the ego mind that we can only do things that we're physically capable of right now or mentally capable of right now, but spirit has infinite possibilities. We can actually do and achieve everything that we need to, and the tools and what we need to do that is already inside of us. We just have to become aware of the process that's inside us, and then we can guide it.
Communication really affects how we are perceived by others, you write, we can change that. We can change how people see ourselves through how we communicate.
Right. So if we communicate in a way that elicits defensiveness, then we will bring negative communication patterns and negative thoughts and feelings from others towards us. Right? If you've seen somebody who always negatively criticizes people or is, not happy, I mean, you can tell in the way they communicate. When there are people who take ownership and responsibility for the way they think and feel and what they do, they elicit that kind of conversation. And they also, perform those communication skills, but they don't speak defensively. What I do is I teach people how to have enhanced communication so that they can understand people better, they can drive people towards them in the way that they communicate, and they can have the outcomes that they want. They can achieve what they want without ever having to say or do anything negatively in their communication.
Give us some insight about stress and anxiety. That's one of your chapters of your book. Just give us some tips on how to deal with stress and anxiety.
Well, stress and anxiety they're sort of on the continuum of the same scale, anxiety being a little higher than stress. But in stressful situations, you can look at the stressor. And the reason that it's stressing you out, so to speak, is because of a conditioned response that you have inside yourself based on a belief system that you learned probably many, many years ago. And so what I always ask people to do when they have stress or anxiety is to stop for a second, step outside of that a little bit, and say, what can I do about this? Is this something that I have any control over? So if there's something that you can control about that stress, then do it. If there isn't, then you need to let that part go. Okay? With anxiety, I mean, when you have, and I'm talking to degree of almost having anxiety attacks, you need to stop and ground yourself in the present. Okay, so you need to understand that you are where you are at that moment, and you need to come back to the present moment. You need to see what's around you. Focus on that, because anxiety comes from thinking in the future. Okay? And when we think in the future, even if it's for a moment, we can create anxiety because we don't know what's going to happen. Okay? If you have these kind of stressors, I ask people to always challenge their thoughts. There's an inner critic that goes on in your mind and tells you to be anxious or fearful based on past belief systems or experiences. And I always ask you now to challenge that. Is that happening right now? Is that true right now? You know, when you ask yourself those questions, when you see what you can control and what you can't control, then you are able to put that into perspective. You know, and it does ground you. It helps to ground you. It helps to bring you down into peace. There are also other things you can do if you're having a lot of really stressful anxiety at the moment and you start to have shallow or rapid breathing or sweating and that kind of stuff, and that is to breathe deeply. So if you take, you know, 3 or 4 cleansing breaths where you take a full inhalation, hold it for a few seconds, breathe out deeply and fully, a few times you can do that, you will also bring your respirations down, you will bring your heart rate down, you will be able to calm yourself. So those are a couple of the types of strategies that I use in my book, and they're very practical, they work really, really well, and they work really quickly.
How do we find our spiritual center?
Well, that is the energy, so to speak, that guides you, and when you want to tap into that, the best thing you can do is to still the mind, because our conscious mind, you know, has an average of 60,000 thoughts a day. And, you know, we can't really tap into the spirit part of us when there's so much going on in the ego mind. It's distracting. It stops us from being still, from really seeing things as we need to see them. So I always ask people to spend some time during the day, even if it's a few minutes at a time, to try to relax, turn off all the distractions, be by yourself, and just to calm the mind. So whether it's, you know, even if you're at your office, close the door, turn off all the distractions for a minute, and just concentrate, bring your awareness down to your breathing. That's the easiest way to do it. And just observe your breath. Don't add any dialogue to what's going on. Just observe your breath. Breathe deeply for a few breaths, and then calm yourself. And that way, at least you can, you know, sort of purge some of the thoughts that are rattling around in your head. That stop you from actually being clear about what it is you need. I practice that. It's a type of meditation. There's also mindful meditation where you can concentrate on one thing and focus on that. But it's about clearing all the clutter out of your mind, focusing clearly and like a laser focus. You can do that while you're doing anything during the day. But it's about getting rid of the junk that's upstairs in the brain, in the mind, and getting into a peaceful state.
What does it mean by giving back? What do you mean by that?
Giving back? It's very, very important to either pay forward your good abundance in life or give back to somebody or something because of the abundance that we receive. When energy flows, it flows more when it is directed outward as well. So when we want to bring good fortune and abundance into ourselves, we can align our energy to bring about what we need, but what the best thing to do and to keep it flowing is to also flow it outward to others, whether it's humankind or the animal kingdom or anything like that, is to do work, good work, and give back that which you have received, and it keeps the constant flow of energy alive.
I like what one said about that. Giving starts the receiving process.
Absolutely. And you give without any attachments. So what I always say, and it's part of the sort of the Buddhist mindset, is be open to everything and attached to nothing. So when you start by giving, you give without any strings attached. So there's no hopes that you will get something in return or, you know, that this will give you score you brownie points somehow. You give exactly for the giving of it. For, you know, the good work that you're doing. And, you know, you will receive something for it, and that's an internal sense of really a peaceful, well-being kind of state.
Cheryl, we have about a minute. You say that we can live life to the fullest. Now, a lot of people would not have a clue of how to achieve that, but it can really happen, you're saying.
Absolutely, and I do, and I was in a state a long time ago where I couldn't say that, but I can now, and I've helped many other people to do that. And the fullest interpretation of life is what you dream of. What do you dream your fullest interpretation of life to be? And, you know, it's always our mind that shuts down the process and says things like, we cannot achieve our fullest life. And whether that means just being surrounded by, you know, love and kindness and great friends and wonderful family members and things like that, well, that's your expression of your fullest life, you know. And so it's about leading a positive, a healthier life, as opposed to one that's filled with stress and negativity and, you know, ill will towards others. And it doesn't need to be that way. So the fullest expression of spirit, which is what we are first and foremost, is what I mean by living your fullest life.
Cheryl, tell us how to get your book.
Well, you can go online to Amazon.com and you can order it there. You can order it through my website. It's integritycounselingservices.com. You can also go to Chapters and Indigo in Canada, I believe Borders and Barnes and Noble in the United States, and order it through there. And you can also, I believe, order it through iUniverse. I believe it's iUniverse.com.
We want to thank
you.
So
there are many ways to get the book. And you know what? If you're having a problem, let me know. And email me at Cheryl@integritycounselingservices.com. And my assistant or myself will be able to direct you.
Well, we want to thank you, Cheryl, for being on iUniverse Radio.
And I want to thank you so much. I am very happy and grateful for the experience and to be able to be here today. Thanks, Stephen.
That was Cheryl Hitchcock. She is the author of her book, Just Give Your Head a Shake and Change Your Life for the Better.